Welcome to Midday's Top News at this hour. We bring you a curated selection of the most significant and compelling news from around the globe. Stay informed with the latest developments in the nation, Mumbai, entertainment, sports, and more. Let's dive into the headlines shaping our world today. Markets fall in early trade on relentless foreign fund outflows. Equity benchmark indices fell in early trade on Tuesday amid continuous foreign fund outflows from the capital markets and largely muted earnings from corporates so far. The BSE Sensex declined 322.24 points to 79,682.80 during the initial trade. The NSE Nifty went lower by 86.55 points to 24,252.60. From the 30 Sensex pack, Bharati Airtel fell by nearly 3% even as the company reported a 168% year-on-year rise in consolidated net profit to 3,593 crore rupees for the September quarter. Bandra Terminus Stampede. Western Railway sets up holding areas at station a day after 10 people were injured in a stampede at Bandra Terminus. Railway officials on Monday said they had set up a holding area outside the station by erecting large pandals to restrict passenger movement on platforms. As many as 11 lakh passengers travelled on the Mumbai division of Western Railway, WR, alone since October 15 this festival season. The holding area will contain crowds before they are allowed onto the platform. A passenger holding area measuring 370 square meters has been set up in the East Circulating Area for effective crowd management. Read more. Eat safe this Diwali. FDA seized 24 lakh kilograms spurious mawa, ghee, dry fruit since August. Residents of Maharashtra, especially Nagpur, Thane, and Pune, need to be cautious about their sweetmeat purchases this Diwali. The state FDA and has seized a significant amount of adulterated ingredients, including mawa, ghee and dry fruits, from these regions. Of the total 24 lakh kilogram of adulterated ingredients seized since August, Nagpur leads with 22.68 lakh kilogram of substandard ingredients followed by Thane, from where officials seized around 72.4 kilograms of ingredients. Pune ranks third with a 31 kg seizure of goods. Read more. Midday Impact. Citigo offers to paint all speed breakers as per norms. The Ismaili Muslims Initiative Ismaili Civic has expressed interest in offering volunteers to paint speed breakers across the city according to regulations. The team has recently been involved in beautifying railway stations in the city. A volunteer group like ours can help the BMC by painting all the speed breakers. We can follow the guidelines and mark the speed breakers as per regulations, Akbar Merchant from Ismaili Civic told Midday. Read more. Spotlight on Mumbai-born Ajaz Patel as New Zealand I-Series whitewash. While Mitchell Santner continues to attract kudos for his 13-wicket haul in New Zealand's 113-run win over India in the Pune Test, another Kiwi left-arm spinner is set to be talked about too as he lands here for the November 15th Mumbai Test and M-dash. Ajaz Patel. Read more. Up and about, Ajay Devgan, Rohit Shetty, Arjun Kapoor, and Tiger Shroff celebrate with MNS Chief Raj Thackeray. Ajay Devgan, Rohit Shetty, Arjun Kapoor and Tiger Shroff join MNS Chief Raj Thackeray in inaugurating the Diwali lighting at Shivaji Park, organized by the political party. Read more.